Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got Monmouth College Sports Information Director, Mr. Dan Nolan. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well, thanks.
How'd your weekend go?
Not too bad.
Good.
Picked up a basketball win. Swimmers swam well.
Good. Good. The men's team's off to a pretty good start. What, 2-0?
Basketball. Let's start with basketball, and the men off to a 2-0 start, and picked up a nice win down at McMurray on Wednesday. Posted a 75-57 win. McMurray was picked number 2 in their conference, so we got off to a great start there. Got 20 points off the bench. Had a lot of guys in double figures, 4 in double figures. Lamont Mitchell, 13 points, was the high scorer. So, we got a lot of balanced scoring in that one.
Yeah, that's what it takes. We are, from what I haven't had a chance to see him yet, obviously, with the football and stuff going on. But from what I've heard, a lot more depth this year.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be okay.
Good.
Really looked good. And then hosted Co on Saturday, and Co came in after a 99-point outburst in their first game, and we held them to 56 points and won that one 71-56, and again had some good balanced scoring.
Coach is always happy with good defense.
Yeah,
no matter
yeah,
what sport
yeah.
it is.
and the funny thing is, Will Jones went into the season needing 2 steals to tie the record set by Lamar Rudd back in 1995.
Wow.
And so after the McMurray game, I've got on my board projections of when he will do various things. He didn't have any steals on Wednesday. So I asked Coach Skruseth, did he not play defense or what? but Will made up for it on Saturday, had 6 steals.
Good.
And I said I hated to give him a couple of them because he was just – happened to be in the right spot at the right time, and the ball got passed to him by the other team.
Well,
so I've got to give Will a hard time later today on a run into him. But, yeah, he set the career record. And I'll show you what a class act Lamar Rudd is, who held the old record as a Hall of Famer. He had a nice little comment, congratulations to Will, on the athletic department Facebook page.
Well, no, good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good. Players know records are made to be broken.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
And Lamar held it for more than 20 years, so time for somebody else to get it. But, Justin Aluya, 14 points, 10 rebounds. And speaking of rebounds, hopefully Coach Skruseth will be happy about this. We held Co to just 10 rebounds, or to just 21 rebounds.
Good.
So you're probably going to win a few games doing that.
Yeah. You play defense and rebound, you're going to win more than your share of ball games.
Yeah, and we shot about 62% in the first half and 45% from threes in the first half.
Good.
So it was really a great all-around game for us. So we'll be at Whitewater tomorrow night. Women's basketball opened up with Augustana. I lost that one 95-70. The good news here, went to the free throw line 25 times and made 20 of those.
Oh, good.
So that's a good sign. Jenny Crane, one of our sophomore guards, 21 points. And we've got a plethora of young players that will be contributing this year. So it's going to be a learning experience. The women will be on the road at Eureka tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a young club.
It really is.
Yeah. Coach Wilson's done a good recruiting job.
We've got 5 seniors, but we've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores.
Good.
And then swimming had a pretty good weekend, had a couple of dual meets. Friday swam against Augustana and Saturday against Illinois College. And for the weekend, Rick Dorenball picked up 3 wins for us. Preston Bokey, 2 wins, and Logan Hepner, a couple of wins. And that didn't count what they did in the relay events. So Coach Burek was pretty pleased on Friday with the home meet with Augustana. Had really solid swims there.
Good.
So
good, good.
And then we've got football.
And then football.
And, great season.
Absolutely.
Finished the year 9-2, and I think I'll take it.
Exactly.
Lost to Trine in the first round of the playoffs on Saturday, and it's odd because we had that numerous weather delays with Illinois College, and then right out of the gate against Trine we had that weather delay again. It's rare that you have weather delays in a season, but to have 2 in the same season, it's kind of weird.
Thomas Woody and I, who does a fantastic job on the webcast for Monmouth College during the regular season.
Do I get a finder's fee?
Get a finder's fee for that
you
one.
You stole my web guy for basketball on Saturday. Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job for us, so if it makes you feel better, he was good again. That's the second time we've had him on the road, and thanks to Thomas for filling in for Mitch McVay. But yeah, it was a good ball game. Him and I took off really, really early Saturday morning. Rained on us all the way over. Rained on us during the game, but we didn't see one flash of lightning. In 7 hours leading up to kickoff, we didn't see any flash of lightning, and we're like, well, continues to rain, we'll be fine. Just no lightning. And then I think I said it was thunder and lightning. The thunder had the pick six, extra point, flash of lightning. So thunder and lightning right there out of the gate. And 40-minute delay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that first half, as you know, the first half, really seesaw battle back and forth and really entertaining. Then kind of ran out of gas in the second half. And Coach Braun, I'm sure, will confirm this, that Trine was – pretty quick.
Just as advertised. I mean, that's what, talking to Coach Braun a week ago, right here, he said they are ultra quick, and they were ultra quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, DeAndre Wright, 166 yards, over 1,000 yards again this year. And, you know, you look at the season and the future, we lose 11 seniors, and all but one were starters, and the one that didn't start was out for the season with an injury.
Right.
On one side, we only lose 11 seniors. On the other side, we lose 10 starters.
Right, 10 starters. Yeah, we were, Thomas and I were going through the roster at the end of the ball game, and we lose this guy and this guy and this guy. But this guy's coming back. This guy's coming back.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the cover's never bare there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Coach Braun, I believe now in 3 years is like 27-5.
Pretty good start to the career.
Yeah. So a really good start for him. And we'll see if we can get any more postseason awards. We've got nominations coming up for All Region and All American. So
absolutely
keep your fingers crossed.
Absolutely should.
But yeah. Great season, and been very, very enjoyable. And reminder that next year, the conference championship week will be at the North schools.
Yeah, we'll be on the road no matter what that day. No matter where we finish, we'll be on the road.
Correct, yeah. Right. So yeah. Plan ahead for that. And I think next year we'll actually have homecoming in October.
Hey, nice.
This year's schedule didn't work out because we had one home game in October as set up by the league draw, and that was during fall break. So it really wasn't conducive to homecoming. But we still had a great homecoming game with Knox College, and won the bronze turkey and the refurbished bronze turkey. So, yeah, for those of you who subscribe to Scott Scoop, you might have a photo of the refurbished original bird.
I'm a subscriber since my son was going there, so I'll have to check my email.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Coach Christoph, he's got a homecoming on Tuesday, right? Going back to Wisconsin Whitewater?
Yeah. You know, it was funny because Saturday we hosted Co, and he's a graduate of Co.
Right.
And matter of fact, he's got a winning record against the other team. They were Co was 5-3 when he was on the roster, and now he's beaten his alma mater. So, but yeah, Coach Scroseth going up to Wisconsin Whitewater, 7:30 start on Tuesday night. That's where we got him from. He was their top assistant up there for many, many years. Women's basketball will be at Eureka at 6 on Tuesday, and then this weekend we've kind of rejuvenated the old Knox Monmouth Thanksgiving weekend tournament. We'll be hosting Eureka and Westminster on the men's side, and Fontbonne and McMurray on the women's side. So this Saturday at 1:00, the men host Eureka, the women host Fontbonne at 3, and then on Sunday, the men will host Westminster at 1, and the women entertain McMurray at 3. And then those teams, I believe, will be playing over at Knox on a flip-flop schedule.
Okay. A good weekend of basketball for you guys whose wives are out doing a bunch of Christmas shopping on the big sale weekend. You can just go watch some basketball.
You know, we had a wedding this year and a trip to New York for our daughter's master's degree. So I'm thinking we already spent our Christmas.
And I have never, in my former job, I always had to work on Black Friday, big shopping Friday, which didn't hurt my feelings any because I hate shopping anyway. And so this is my first Black Friday where I don't have anything going on at all. So the wife says, hey, we get a chance to go shopping Friday. No, we don't. Yeah, no, we don't. No. You do.
No,
maybe.
I don't believe I've ever had a full Thanksgiving off with this job. You know, if right. you have events going on, and then before that, radio, and you've got events going mm-hmm. on. And then before that, I was in first responders. So I don't know what Thanksgiving is other than be ready to grab the phone and go.
Well, you do have Thanksgiving off. You can spend with the wife, right?
Yep. Good. Yep, good. That'll be nice. We're trying to decide what we're going to do. We're complete empty nesters now. So
Wow. So that sounds like going to like a buffet, just getting a Thanksgiving buffet.
I think it sounds like cleaning out the basement, or at least starting on that project.
And a turkey TV dinner.
Yeah, something. There you go.
All right, Dan. Have a good Thanksgiving.
I will. Thank you, and you too.
Thanks. We'll catch up with you Monday. Monmouth College Sports Information Director, Mr. Dan Nolan, right here on the WREM Morning Show.